One of the things that I would highlight, and this is a very high level, but we live in a day with Wikipedia. Everyone has a smart device in their pocket. I don't think we need to have the focus on memorization and the regurgitation of facts like we have in the past. Just about anything that you need to know, you have in your pocket. You can open up your Google and search for it. So there's so much of our education system that is teaching our kids to just memorize, books worth of facts when they really don't need to do that anymore. We need to teach our children critical thinking skills. We need to teach our children to be leaders. We need to teach them to be able to operate in this new emerging global economy. And so I would kind of set the stage and say, look, how do we change from the old paradigm to this new paradigm? What are the new skills that we need to be teaching, the young generation? When it comes to personal finances, I think it's absolutely critical that every single school has some type of financial curriculum. That is a requirement for high school students before they graduate, that they've gone through and they understand what interest rates are. They understand, why they should save early. They understand how to build margin in their lives and not to get in debt early in life. They understand how to balance a checkbook, how they understand how to budget. And these are a lot of things that many kids just don't understand how to do. Mom and dad has paid for the bills. Mom and dad continue to, take them shopping and do all those various things. And all of a sudden, one day, they're out of college and they've got a couple credit cards and they're doing it on their own. So some of that basic financial awareness are things that we need to be teaching our kids in high school, make sure they have a firm grasp on it before they enter into the workforce.
Now, I know a lot of parents feel somewhat inadequate when it comes to teaching their kids financial principles. Does Crown have some resources to help them?
We do. One of the very first things that we want to start with generally with people is our Bible studies. And this is a curriculum that's been developed over the years. Both by our founders, Larry Burkett and Howard Dayton. We have a real rich history of many books that both of those men have written. And now our CEO, Chuck Bentley, has written a number of books as well. I mean, this has been the foundational bedrock of where Crown Financial Ministries really started, to help people understand the stewardship, how to manage their personal finances in a God-honoring way. What does God teach in the Bible about managing our finances? So we've got all sorts of curriculum in that regard. We also have online apps. That's one of the things that we have really tried to do over the last couple of years is to update many of our curriculums. And so we have a Money Life Indicator. People can come to our website. They can take an assessment to see how they are doing personally with their understanding of both managing their money and building budgets, and I highly recommend the Money Life Indicator. It'll give you a score, so very similar to how you have the terrorist warning levels. Remember, we've seen those in the past. Red is danger, and then you've got yellow and orange and green. You will get a score at the end of taking that money, the Money Life Indicator assessment, and kind of know where you're at. Where are you strong? Where are you weak? And then there's all sorts of free resources that we have wired in there that you can download and use. It's very important.